All right. So great to connect with you, and I'm really excited about working together.
Me too. I'm excited for this.
All right. Good. All right. Let me get some particulars out of the way, as I obviously know who your mom and dad are, but
yeah.
A little bit about you. How old are you now?
I'm 24.
All right. And you live, where do you live? Downstate, Illinois?
Yep. I live in Morton, where our office is too.
Gotcha. Okay. So you live right there. And you work for your dad?
Yep, I do.
Nice. What do you do there?
I am the back office operator, so I do all the paperwork and post-paperwork, all that good stuff.
Nice. I love the mission of 210. I mean, I love it. I love the video.
Yeah.
I love everything about
good.
It. And,
thanks.
And I love your dad. He's great
pretty
guy,
awesome.
Man. He is pretty awesome. He's just a wonderful human being.
He is.
And it's been such a pleasure to have him in the program. So what we'll do is today we'll just find out, I've got your vision here, so we're going to go over that. But really find out, some of the goals you have, some of the outcomes, maybe some of the things that are getting in the way of that.
Okay.
And, we always start in the inside. So, mentally and emotionally, what might be swirling around in there, I want to have a great relationship, or I've got some insecurities, or I want to have better health and fitness, or I want to make more money. And I read your vision, so I know some of those things to be somewhat accurate, but we want to really get clear on the outcomes that you want, but also mentally and emotionally what might be getting in the way right now. And because we're going to clear all those roadblocks, because that's, as you learned with your dad, that's where it all begins and ends. So so fill me in a little bit on some things that might be going on internally. And everything we discuss is between you and I and our team, obviously. We've got Doreen and Kate and the coaching team, so you'll be working with them as well. But we don't discuss anything with any other person. The only thing that if you share stuff like on a Q&A or something, then that's your business. Otherwise, it's between us. And so fill me a little bit on what's going on, where you'd like to go, and maybe some of the things that you feel are getting in the way now.
I kind of talked to my dad before this just to expect, what's going on, kind of like what we're doing.
Yep.
And I always said, I have been horrible at being a goal setter. So for the vision, it was really difficult for me just because I've never been I have a goal, I'm going to set it and achieve it. I kind of do what I want and go with the flow and kind of see where things take me. And so that was kind of hard. I will say that was, but looking thinking about it and what I actually want in my life, the number one thing really is I'm not comfortable in my body. And so I think that would be what I really want in life is one, to get healthier. This past 2021 hasn't been the awesome, year. We always say, my mom always says people thought 2020 sucked, but actually 2021 sucked. We lost my grandparents in the beginning of the year, both of them. And then this past week, we know at least 5 people that have passed away. And so it was just kind of an eye opener of I feel I need to get my health right. I need to get I want to be around for my nephews and future kids.
Yeah, was it your dad's brother-in-law that passed away recently?
Yeah, so his ex-brother-in-law, yeah.
Okay.
So
and
that visitation last night.
Okay.
And so,
was he healthy or
was
he stressed? I mean, I know they call it COVID, but usually there's other underlying conditions.
So I think his only one was he was overweight. Technically, his BMI was high.
Okay.
And so I think that's literally the only underlying condition he had.
Okay.
So,
you
don't think it's scary and then you realize people that you know.
Oh, I know. It's and everybody's got their own story, So somebody, I know 2 people, I've known probably 75 people that have had it.
Yeah.
And I know 2 people that had it really bad.
Yeah.
They are the most stressed and emotionally turbulent people I know, these 2 guys.
Really?
They're both, I call them ticking time bombs because they're both volatile and temper. And I don't know if that was, is he a little bit of a high-strung guy?
I don't really know. Him and my aunt actually got divorced a couple of years ago. And so I only knew him until I was like 13 or 14.
Gotcha.
Really?
Okay.
So yeah, mm-hmm. I wonder if he was though. I mean,
he could have been, you know, and then, and who knows, emotionally, you know, going through a divorce, that's never a pleasant
exactly.
process.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah. And then, you know, you're going to learn too, that everybody's journey, it is sad. You know, you lose your grandparents. Unfortunately, that death is part of life,
it is.
But it still
yeah.
leaves its mark. And, So, and then the, you know, the body image. So, you said you've never been comfortable in your own body. And trust me, I dealt with that.
Yeah.
I was always comfortable in my body, but I think stemming from when I was a kid, I probably wasn't, but I certainly, I just happened to lose, you know, 30 something pounds over the last
yeah.
you know, 6-8 months. And I was always looking for the right bullet for me
yeah.
and I found it. But, but I get that. So tell me what, how you feel and then we'll go to your goal, obviously.
Yeah. So with that entail, it's, I've always said, like, I don't care about being skinny and being
mm-hmm.
like that society perfect skinny. I care
yeah.
about like loving my body and being okay with who I am,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time being healthy. So, I mean, that entails losing some weight. It does. But also when I get to that point of, I feel comfortable, not wanting to be like, well, I need to lose more. Like, I want to be comfortable and love myself, because right now I feel like I don't love myself.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
it's just like...
Good. All right. And then, so that's good. And we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about your vision. So what else? What else would you like to see? You know, so obviously get some clarity. We're really going to teach you how to set your goals and things and,
yeah.
and achieve them. So that's great. And we're going to also teach you about self-love.
Yeah.
You're going to love yourself completely. And then all of a sudden, guess what happens when you do? You start taking care of yourself. So Kate, who's
yeah.
on our team now, you know, that she went through that process. You know, life had just young, intelligent mom and all that stuff, and life just built up on her. And and all of a sudden, you know, she probably, I think she's lost like 30, 40 pounds this year. And you never look at her as like somebody who's heavy, but you know, and then I happen to see her, and she's doing some skincare line, and she's helping other people that on the journey she went to, and that she's going to be coaching for that. So it's like, but she was 2 years ago completely inside out. You know, nice
mm-hmm.
life, you know, professional, stable, good mom, but life was building up on her, and she wasn't taking
exactly.
care of herself. And so when you get, you know, that's what happens with life, Katie, or childhood, everything that we swallow up. You know, and emotional and stuff like that, it does lend itself to, you know, start showing itself physically, not just the body, but in our
mm-hmm.
results. So when we start getting clear on that, oh, guess what? The first person we start to love is ourselves. And it's really
okay.
a powerful process. So good stuff. And what else?
So looking at my vision, one of the ones I wanted was, I want to be wealthy enough that I am comfortable in doing what I want and traveling anytime I want. I'm a big traveler. Me and my sister
okay,
have
good.
We're travel bugs. I went to Europe with her the first time when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with traveling and just getting out, seeing the world. I love exploring different cultures. I think it's really important in people's lives to understand, like, America's not the only thing.
mm-hmm.
And so doing that, I think, at the same time of loving traveling, I'm not good at budgeting the traveling
okay.
and budget life, and I make good money, but it's the fact of budgeting and not just, like, spending whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the responsible part of just, like, saving money, but
yeah.
I get this from my father. It's a blessing and a curse. We always say how we love people.
Yeah, the blessing and the curse, yep. Hey, we help people, but hey, what are you spending your money on?
Exactly. Yeah, so I am a helper. I love to help my friends financially if they need help. I love to help them. But it also entails being responsible and saying no sometimes, which is hard
mm-hmm.
for me. I don't like to say no to my people. So... that's definitely one of them. And then also, let's see, I'm looking. The next one I put is I want to be loved by someone that respects me and my passions.
Okay.
That would just be entailed, like, future down the line of finding a husband kind of thing.
Okay.
I used to struggle with being single a lot. I went through a phase where, like, all my friends had somebody. So that was really hard of, like, watching and just kind of being, like, you know, the fifth wheel.
Yeah.
And just kind of sitting there. I think I've gotten better just on the fact of being more at peace with it. I don't know. I don't know if that was, like, God-related of praying and stuff or if I'm just, like, used to it now. I don't really know. But just coming to terms, like, that I'll find the person I need to find when it's right. So I feel like I've definitely come to more peace with that.
Okay.
But it's hard sometimes.
Gotcha. Okay. And that's all perfect. Okay. So, again, and the more you love you and comfortable, then you're going to attract the right person.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay, perfect. All right. So let's talk about what I want to do here over the next several minutes is talk about what your takeaways were in the week one modules, and then we'll go over your vision, and I give you your game plan for the week. And I'll give you a little understanding, a little deeper understanding of week one. But tell me some of your takeaways.
Yeah, so of course, I left my notes at work. But I really enjoyed the one about not putting, like, negative thoughts and hearing negative things and kind of turning that away or changing the subject or pushing that away because I feel like, especially in today's world, everything is it is that, like, there is no positive. All we do is complain about how the world sucks. And
it's a disease.
Yeah, it is. So it's just like, and like you said, if you feed it, you know, it's going to come out. And so it was just kind of funny how you said, we grew up in a church that we don't go to anymore. But we grew up in this church and they always said, like, what you feed your mind is what you're going to reciprocate. And so it just kind of brought me back to home when you said that, like, because it is true, but, I mean, you surround yourself with certain people, you're tending, you're going to be that way. So I think that was the biggest thing is learning how to, like, nope, not going to go there. But my one question I had, I wrote down from there was, like, how do you do that and not be a jerk? You know what I mean? Like, how do, when my friends come out and say something negative and they want to, like, vent about it, and I'm like, no, not
by the way, what do you do, like, for hobbies? I wanted to ask you about, like, important. What do you do for hobbies?
I am a big friend person. I have
I love that. But was I a jerk there by just asking a little redirect question? I was very nice about it. I just, because, like, if somebody's complaining, hey, by the way, did you see that movie? Before I forget.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were redirecting a conversation.
That's true. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I just asked you a nice little question, and I would love to hear about it, but I can tell you're a nice person, and you'd have a lot of friends. So, yeah, you literally sometimes, if it's a family member, you know, I mean, obviously it's going to be easy with your family right now, but if it's somebody that you're really good friends with, you could just tell them, like, look, I'm doing this Diet for the Mind. I want to hear about it, but I'm also doing this program, this Diet for the Mind. Let me tell you about it, 'cause it's really cool because it makes you feel a lot better. And people are like, yeah, you know, it's true. But you're right. We're conditioned to be miserable on this planet.
Yeah.
So you can just be honest and tell people. You could do a simple ask a question and just shift the conversation to something different. I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even know I'm doing it. And or if you listen to somebody that needs to, you know, bend your ear, you listen and then you're like, okay, well, you know, I get it, man. I know it's struggle, but, you know, it'll be okay. Or what do you want? You know, what's ideal for you? What's the solution? And so just don't emotionalize it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. And you'll get better at it. Like, most people are miserable. And what I've noticed too is, and I dated a woman from a very small town in central Illinois for a while. And I noticed that small towns, man, the flashlight is even bigger. Because it's like, and everybody's got insecurities because they're from a small town. Everybody knows everybody. So, it's like, here, I blend into my town. Nobody even knows who I am here.
Yeah, you know all the drama here.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right, though, and that's good. And it's a process, just like our bodies. You know, we're training our mind to be healthy. And as you said, garbage in, garbage out. And so, but we've been trained. You've been trained for 2+ decades to, you know, be negative or conditioned to be dramatic, politics, all those toxic subjects that we want to avoid. And not because we're afraid of them. I don't run away from the donuts. I just choose not to have them when I go in the grocery store. So trust me, I was at the airport last night. I walked past the donuts, and I was really tired. And I'm like, man, does that donut look good? But I kept going. And I didn't want to, but I did. And but it's just a healthier choice. All right, so what else did you pick up?
So that one and then the energy. I really enjoyed how, like, because you don't think about it, but if you're mopey and depressed and, you know, not in the mood, people feed off that. They get depressed. They get upset and they don't even know why. And so I really liked how, like, if you're energized and you're loving life, and then your people around you are going to be that way.
Very true.
And
the energy is, and that's what the state of being is, right? So we're going to get into that more next week. But that's true. You get what you are, not what you hope for. So the energy will literally attract into your life everything that you want. Or if we're in what we call resistance, when we don't feel good, it'll literally draw in everything that we don't want. Tough relationships, so we'll spend more money than we should, all that stuff, right? So we always have to keep an eye on that. Great stuff. What else did you have? And we're really going to dig into the energy even next week more. But, so what else did you pick up?
I wish I had my notes on me. I can't even think.
That's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Let's see. I think what I wrote down here. Honestly, I can't even think. Those were really the two that stuck out.
Okay. So, what I'll do is let me break down quickly, you know, because I know we usually don't, you know, because if I'll, like, I wanted to get a little bit of your backstory today because of what you want, you know, what we'll do is just give you a different way of looking at the diet for the mind. So I break it down in three phases. Number one is focus.
Okay.
Number two is mental filter. And number three is feeding our mind healthy food. Okay, so number one is focus. Number two, mental filter. Number three, feeding our mind good, healthy food. So focus is simply that. That's the energy piece. Whatever we're focused on will expand, always. Whatever we're focused on will expand. Okay, so whatever we give our attention to, like, are you a car person or what do you like? What's a toy you like? It could be anything, like a purse, a car, a Jeep, what's something
I'm a Jeep owner.
All right, so am I. Okay, I'm holding my two fingers up on the steering wheel. I learned that. I gave everybody the Jeep wave. So we've got like a trick, not tricked out, but it's a high-end, like, what do they call that, the Jeep Wrangler, right?
Yep.
And it's got a convertible top. It's really cool. And, but, you know, my wife's been telling me, you got to put your fingers, you got to give them the peace sign or whatever it is. So we're Jeep. So the first time you saw the Jeep, what did you think?
That it was just a cool car. I mean, that's what I wanted. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be part of a club.
Yep. And if you ever, when you're ready for your next one of my best friends in the world owns a Jeep dealership.
Okay.
And so I get you the friends and family discount. So, and that's where we got our, and then my daughter just got a Jeep Compass. She's about your age, and she's out in California, and she told me last night, she said, Dad, I love my Jeep, and they're just cool cars. But anyway, but the first time you saw a Jeep, you're like, whoa, and then didn't you start seeing them everywhere?
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Like, since I didn't even know, like, when we went to look for a Jeep, because Kelly said, I'd like to get a Jeep for Florida. So I called Johnny, and I said, hey, can you know, I go see Tommy, his son? And he goes, yeah, Tommy will take care of you. So I thought we were going to get a Grand Cherokee. I really didn't even know the Wrangler existed like the way it did. I thought, oh, that's a young kid thing. And it's really a cool, but now I see them everywhere because my attention's on them. I'm focused on it. Like, it's in my attention. That's how this amazing universe works that we're in. Whatever we focus on expands energetically. So we've got to focus on the things that are important, our vision, our desired end result, and what we call a microvision, which is essentially the way you want to feel every day. Okay. And so it's our vision, our desired end result, and our microvision. The microvision is essentially because you like the Jeep because it makes you feel a certain way. Makes you happy, makes you exhilarated. Like I don't have it anymore, but the first time I had a Mercedes, I would start this car and it was like a light show. The headlights would just go, like, it was all these cool lights would flash. And then I was driving and it was dark, and then it was on a dark road and there was no other cars coming, so the brights would brighten. And then when a car come, the brights would go down. I'm like, how cool is that? So every time I was in this Mercedes, I was exhilarating. That's a feeling. So we want the relationship because of the way it makes us feel. We want the money because it gives us safety or security or freedom. We want the Jeep because it's fun. We want the vacation. You want to travel because it makes you feel a certain way. So everything is the way it makes us feel. So we want to start focusing on things that are important. Vision, microvision, desired end result. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we're talking about weight loss. What do people who need to lose weight focus on?
Their, you know, food intake and their working out. And
well, no, but when they're overweight, they're focused on the bad body.
The bad body.
They're focused on they can't have anything in their closet to wear. They don't like what they don't even look at themselves in the mirror because they don't like what they see. They're afraid that people are looking at them. They're always worried about how they look and everything. You know, that's what it is.
So
and that, you know, that's been the most, the funnest part of me, you know, losing the weight that I lost because I, you know, I've got a wife who loves me and she'll love me at any weight. And, but I now can just go and buy clothes. I don't have to like get a certain like style clothes because it was like some things just didn't fit right. And, so that's the fun part. And so we want to make sure that we're focused on the outcome. So start seeing yourself in the body you want. And it's focused there. And then the food and the nutrition and the exercise will all take care of itself. So you're going to learn it over the next several weeks. So the focus part is huge. Now give me some feelings and states of being that you'd like to feel on a daily basis. What do you think would be nice to feel?
I think just like, the number one is I want to feel comfortable in my clothes. I don't want to hide behind my clothes.
All right.
Like
so you
said,
want to feel comfortable in your own body. Okay,
yeah.
What else?
Like you said, you want to be able to buy those clothes that you, you know, you're like, I can't wear that because my body.
But give me feelings. So that feels what? What would that, if you can wear anything you want, what would you call
happy.
That as a feeling?
Happy. Good. Sorry, my dog is barking.
That's okay.
Good, loved, motivated. A big one is energized. I want to feel energized with them today.
Okay. All right, good. So motivated, happy, energized. So write these down. Do you have a pen?
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am happy. I am comfortable. Let's see, in my skin. I am happy. I am. I completely love myself. I have freedom in my life.
Okay.
I am whole, complete. I am whole and complete. And my life gets better every day. Or I am excited. I am whole, complete, and excited. And my life gets better every day. So, if you had, now those are states of being. If you had that in 3 or 4 months, how would you feel?
Really good.
Okay, that's what we're going to have.
Okay.
So with our microvision, Katie, we want to do a I always recommend to people write those on index cards. Have them on your nightstand, have them on your bathroom mirror, have one in your pocket every day. When you're pumping gas, read it 20 times. When you're standing in line at Target, read it 10 times. When you wake up in the morning, read it 30 times. Right before you go to bed, read it 30 times.
Okay.
When you're brushing your teeth, putting on your makeup, whatever you do during in the morning, read it while you're doing it. Just keep, and what you're doing is you're training your subconscious mind to become that. Because whenever we continually feed the subconscious about ourselves, it's going to believe. So now you're feeding it the new narrative. This is who you are now moving forward. Who's Katie? Katie's free. Who's Katie? Comfortable in her own skin. She's happy. All right, she's excited. Her life is successful. This is who I want Katie to identify with moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Got it?
Yep.
All right. And then in your vision, let's take a look here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember liking it. So let's see where you're at here. Okay. Yeah, very simple. Okay, I'm happy. Okay. Good. I'm loved by someone. I would change that to I'm in a beautiful, loving, fun relationship.
Okay.
Because that'll meet all your boxes, right? They have your passions. They respect you. That's what I'm in a beautiful, loving, fun relationship. Because you never put it on them. You just put it on you.
Okay.
And grandmother's house is beautiful. All right. And so that's all perfect. And we're going to teach you next week about acceptance. And we're going to get rid of any inadequacy, any insecurities inside that might be there. So that's the focus piece. Read your vision. It's a short vision, so it's simple. But read that 5-10 times a day. Do the microvision 100-150 times a day. We're training our mind. That's what we're doing. It's like a dog. Go by the back door. Give me your paw. Give me your paw. And eventually the dog, when you put your hand out, the dog just knows to give you the paw. You've taught it.
Yeah.
Now you're teaching your mind these new beliefs.
Okay.
Mental filter is essentially saying, I'm in charge of my mind. I decide what gets in. Just like you said with your friends, just like we say with our body. When I walk past the donuts, my mouth is my filter. If I don't put it in, it's not getting, you know what I mean? If I don't put the donut in, it's not getting in my body. And no one can put their knee on your chest and say, you're going to put this in your mind today. It's your mind. So you decide what you're feeding it. How do we feed our mind? Conversations, people we hang out with, things that we're Googling, things that we're social media, you know what I mean, like Snapchat, Facebook, all the garbage that's out there now, right? What we're posting about, what we're reading, what we're focusing on, the causes we feel so important are all bullshit, right? Not all, but And so what we're, you know, we've got to be like, okay, it's not about being like ignorant to what's going on in the world. It's just not being inundated.
Yeah.
You know, and just like not letting it just consume you. So we've got to treat our mind like a temple. I decide what gets in. I decide who gets in, who I'm hanging out with, who I'm spending the most time and what we're talking about, what I'm Googling. If you're in any Facebook groups that tend to be negative, just leave them. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you've got the Debbie Downers in the world that you hang out with or the Pete Pessimistics, you know, just keep them at arm's length. You know, and the more you focus on you, you're gonna literally have less of those people in your life, at least consistently, or they're gonna literally change, and they're gonna start being happy with you. So that's the mental filter piece. It's like being a bouncer, and the bouncer decides who gets in the club. You're the bouncer for your mind. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. Any questions there?
No.
All right. Then the final piece is feeding your mind good things, things that always put a smile on your face. Like, I know your dad loves his cabin, right? It's about 15 minutes away from where he lives.
Yep.
And he always says, man, I love the cabin. I go there and, you know, he loves watching Mac play baseball, right? You know, that's the kind of stuff. So what are some things that you can always take your mind to? Like, I was in Florida the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the water. And you know, because Kelly and I are looking at some new places down there, and because we want to bring the dogs down there with us in the winter.
Okay.
And we saw one that was out a little bit, and it was a perfect house, perfect lot, but it was about, you know, 30 minutes from the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Kel, we're down here because we could just get in the car at the end of the day and go see the sunset.
Exactly.
I said, for us to fight traffic for 30, 40 minutes to get to the ocean, that's not worth it to me.
Mm-mm.
And so, but I could take my mind right now and close my eyes and go to the ocean, go to Vanderbilt Beach in Naples and sit on the, there's a bar called, like a restaurant bar called Gumbo Limbo. And there's this wooden deck. You just sit out there and you watch the sunset. And you hear, I can take my mind there now. So what are some things in your life that no matter how stressed or insecure or frustrated you are, you could take your mind there at any time? Yep. What are some of those things?
I'm a big beach girl too. So I think about the beach and being happy, but I think my number one thing is I have a dog. His name is Nash, and he is everything in my life. I don't have kids, so he is my kid. So I instantly think about, like, what I could do with him. Like, whenever we go to the dog park, I'm like, I always feel like that extra dog mom. Like, I love watching him go and just play and enjoy and just, like, he's just my everything. He really is.
I love it. So you can always think of him and be happy.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
My nephews. They are a big part of my life.
Good.
That's another one. Is just, they just, every time you're with them, I have a 3-year-old nephew and an 8-month-old. The 8-month-old, He is Cash. That's Cash. He is.
Yeah, I know. Cash and Kai, right?
Yep, Cash and Kai.
Love
Cash
him.
Is the happiest baby you've ever met in your entire life.
I love
mean,
that.
He just smiles. That's all he does. He smiles. He brings, you know, happiness to you. And Kai is at that age where he is just freaking funny. Like,
mm-hmm.
the things he
I love
says,
it. There you go. And see,
you
hear your
that.
Voice pops up when you start talking
yeah.
about them? There you go.
Yeah.
Good. So your dog, Cash and Kai, anything else?
I'm a big family person. Our family is very tight. So
yep.
definitely just being with family makes me happy.
Good. All right, good. And so those are the kind of things you flood your mind with. So focus, vision, microvision, desired end result,
okay.
mental filter, and feeding your mind these things. That's what should be 85, 90% of your diet right now for your mind.
Okay.
And then watch what happens over the next week or two. You know, and again, when the mind is going to take you other places, insecurity, inadequacy, I'm going to give you some tools next week that we call acceptance that are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll teach you that. So this week, just practice a healthy diet for the mind. Listen to the week two recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And then schedule with me next week, and we're going to talk about acceptance and take it to a whole new level.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And then make sure you connect with me on Voxer.
Okay.
The instructions are in the membership site.
Yep.
And if you have any questions during the week, you just shoot me a Voxer. We're here. And then you'll
okay.
eventually connect with
that.
Doreen and Kate and all that. So you just... any questions you have, you just let us know.
Okay.
We'll All right, do. Kiddo. Great stuff, my friend. Nice to meet you finally.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.